I think a lot of people are taking sports seriously, but to a large extent with the amount of talent that we have, I think not too many people are taking advantage of their strength. It might be economic issues, it might be cultural or social pressures or certain trends, but I think a lot of people should just open up their lives and let sports take control. A remarkable example is how cricket changed the lives of many people in Zimbabwe. The likes of Satina Taibu and Elton Chikumbura, if you speak to them, they'll tell you that they never expected to be where they are today if it wasn't for cricket. And you've got guys like Knowledge Musoni. I mean, he came from a very humble background and now he's the hottest football player. If people want to change their lives, they have to look at the options that are around. Not everyone with an MBA or a degree is getting a job in this country and worldwide, and you have to take advantage of global opportunities.
The American Embassy in Zimbabwe is urging young sports people out there to take advantage of some of the opportunities offered by America by applying through the embassy for sports scholarships. Do you think a lot of people know about this or should be taking advantage of it?
Honestly, I don't think a lot of people know about this. To be honest, I think it's a case of exposure. Career guidance is much better in Group A schools and private schools where they'll have career guidance days. So a lot of them, or even though they're not the best, will get the opportunity to go. I, for one, went to school with guys like Gabriel Mbumbure and Kudakwashi Tsuro and Goni Makusha. And all of these guys, they were the best at what they did. And they took advantage of the opportunity that they got. Some of them are in Canada and some of them are in the States. So I think the message is not really getting out there. To be honest, most people who listen to this report, this will be the first time that they're hearing it. And I'm sure it might change things as well.